coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
The Doctor's cries of consternation at being caught in a storm and Dodo's yelps at being drenched soon abated as the door closed behind them and the Doctor lowered his frock coat, which he'd fruitlessly held above both their heads. The pair stepped to the bar, observing the wary eyes upon them.
"Nosy bunch, aren't they?"
Dodo muttered almost too audibly. The Doctor seemed distracted for a moment, eyes moving as if he was trying to make sense of a feeling or something he'd heard. He quickly snapped out of it, his eyes darting from the drinkers, of which there were only a handful, and back to the bar.
"Yes, yes, my dear,"
the Doctor hushed her subtly. Before he could even consider tapping on the service bell, the landlord appeared from a door behind the bar itself.
"My word," he cried, moving to face the pair directly. "What a terrible time for you to have arrived. Not that we don't appreciate your patronage, of course. I simply mean for yourselves to have got caught up in this awful weather."
He looked them up and down.
"I hope you haven't travelled far."
Dodo snorted conspiratorially, but the Doctor interjected abruptly.
"No, sir, we have not travelled too far. Our transport is outside, and we're hoping to find board and lodgings for this evening."
The landlord was only too happy to oblige.
"Of course, of course. We are relatively booked up, as you can imagine from this shock of weather, not to mention the works going on across the bridge. But I am confident we have a couple of rooms for you and your granddaughter,
the Doctor improvised without any hesitation.
"Of course, sir. Any supper requirements?"
"Yes, indeed," the Doctor beamed. "That would be delightful. Most satisfactory indeed."
Big Finish. We love stories.